There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
City of Angels.
Nothing
like a nice peaceful afternoon in the city of Los Angeles, my friend.
Oh yeah, man. I can't wait to fucking wrestle a Marine, man. It's about time, man. It's public, too.
This guy from the Coast Guard, he came to my house, right? It was him with this ice guy, right? And he came over and he was just like, are you harboring any refugees? I was like, yep.
Yeah.
You gotta come get them. They're in the back. And I brought them back into the house, obviously,
and
right?
And took Carmi and Wendy?
No, absolutely not. They're blood. They're born in. And then I told him to just sit and wait here, right? It's mm-hmm. I put him in the living room. I poured him some coffee and some sugar. Real nice.
Yeah. Nice coffee?
Yes.
Yeah.
To be funny, right?
Yes,
I mean, I winked at him. And then I went inside, right? I went into the back of my back area, right? Mm-hmm. And then I came back out, and I was completely fucking naked. Right?
Yeah.
Like, which is my get-go, right?
You're at home.
I said, yeah. I was like, just so you know, if you want these refugees, both you boys are going to have to tag team me and make me go.
Yeah,
right? You're
going
to have to make me shoot. And so what you're going to have to do.
That's Eiffel Tower, the Sobrowski.
Yes. And I said this to these two guys. I was like, this is not a joke here, too.
They hate,
like,
the Eiffel Tower because it's in another country.
They hate it because of what it represents over there. It represents a shitty ladder, right?
Yeah.
It's a bad building. And so they looked at me, right? And I just said, if you want these refugees, you're going to have to pleasure me. You have mm-hmm. to make love to me.
Yeah.
And they started, jumped right in, right? Because obviously
they're good at it.
Because again, these boys, they're just around men all day.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, no.
And they get
cocksucking experts.
They get really good at making love to each other. And so this guy came at me,
yeah.
And so they were going, but I kept correcting them. Because I said, be more like a lady.
Yeah.
Be more, think you're a lady.
Yeah, use these cuffs.
Yeah, think that you're a lady, you know? And
yeah.
And eventually I had to make them leave.
Ugh.
I was like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I had one that tried to zip tie my balls to my cock, and I'm like, they're already right next to each other.
Honestly.
We don't even need to do this.
Yeah, escalate more, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Sobrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
How you doing? Perfectly safe. Everything's fine.
Legitimately, we just want to open up today's show by saying, fuck ICE, fuck the Marines, fuck Coast Guard.
Wait.
I love the good ones I like.
All right. Hold on. Let's scale back for 2 seconds. Seconds. Don't fuck the Marines.
Yeah, I like them. I'm fine with the good. I'm fine with the good Marines.
What's wrong with you?
I'm fine with the real men.
They have no choice.
And the real women
These
of the Marines.
These guys are trying to get out of the desert. These poor 700 fuckers are just sitting in Joshua Tree, not allowed to do mushrooms.
They're not even
allowed to smoke weed.
They're in like Riverside. Like they're not even a good
part.
They're
in 29 Palms.
Oh wow.
They're in 29 Palms. That's where the base is.
Oh God.
One of them matched with Amber on Hinge.
Oh, I remember. They can't close.
Yeah, I am a little worried though, because these boys are just sitting in the desert doing nothing but push-ups, and like they're just ready to fucking punch a liberal in the face.
You know what the desert's bad for? ICE.
Yes,
and you gotta be really, really careful out there. We just want to say that you're gonna hear a lot of messaging about Los Angeles being a third world country and a war torn city, and say that to the fact that I grilled this weekend.
Yeah.
So there's that. All of my friends.
I was in Disneyland and I unplugged completely.
Yes.
My family was in town. And I unplugged completely. I'm in Disneyland. Just like I didn't unplug completely. I was definitely like posting pictures of me on rides.
I saw.
But then like I get back and I'm like, oh, the city is being attacked.
Everyone's upset.
And I was like, I'm a piece of shit.
But just so you know, because I got messages from people from outside of the state that are all like, oh my God, have they come to burn your home? Oh my God, are the immigrants there to destroy your lives? And honestly, I'm gonna say straight up, if immigrants weren't here, this entire city would crumble to the fucking ground.
They like, do everything. They do everything. Everything but stock broke.
They work hard. They work hard, and people are just trying to give it a fucking shot. And honestly, the comedians I know that went to the protest, it was an organized protest. It's kind of what America's all about. America's about the fact that we have set parameters for you to go and express your displeasure with the government. And so this concept of everyone saying, oh, it's riots, they're tearing the city apart. And then I'm watching a lady with a mommy blog at the protest.
Yeah.
Like the comedians that went to the protest aren't going to a riot. I am just telling you this. If you're going to see social media stuff from it's a protest. They are, the United States government are the ones who are escalating, and they are looking for a fight.
They sent the army here. This is true fascist shit that's very scary, but also, I just don't think it's going to work out.
It's not working because the protests are actually very effective. ICE is trying to be as scary as they can be because it's the new thing to scare children and families.
LAPD put out a statement saying that these aren't violent protests, and they love kicking the shit out of us.
You don't think the LAPD would not have taken any opportunity to spray us with bullets?
They honestly love it.
They can't wait to do it. We have tanks. We have the military. Yeah. It's here. So, again, I'd love to meet a Marine. I'd love to feed a Marine. Mm. I'd love to make a Marine laugh. But I just know that I think any of the good Marines, anybody out there that actually believes in this fucking shit-ass country that's built on blood and slavery, anybody that actually believes in that shit wouldn't listen to a pedophile telling you to attack the personas of the United States of America, the citizens of the United States of America. This is supposed to be a place where people want to come.
Yeah.
A place where people are going to want to come to make their dreams come real. And that's a part of the deal, folks. I'm sorry, you're going to see somebody browner than you. That's called it's called the world.
Also, Marines, while you're in town, literally just scout it for cool places to hang when you're on leave.
Seriously.
You're only a couple hours away. You know, we are the hottest city in America.
Right. Oh, yeah, dude.
There is no question about it. Like, we are smoking hot.
We are
you
hot.
And I, like, you know, we're twos here.
Well, the difference is that we're producers.
Yes.
And that's where we belong. Ugly men belong here.
Yes.
And the more attractive men, they just become victims of true crime. It's the women that are, and everybody else of any other type of persuasion that are really quite hot here.
Yeah, think about that, Marines. You don't fuck with the city where you're going to come screw on leave.
It's not going to work out.
It's a bad move.
But this is as sincere as we're going to get today, because I've been getting a lot of messages saying that we have been taken advantage of our uncleness.
Yes.
And honestly, I want to be chill. I want to be cool, easy breezy, man. Look at me.
Yeah.
Whew.
I've been funding shit. You know, I've been, that's, you
know. Where's my money?
Well, where is your money?
I'm just saying, you're going to give me the money. You're going to fund me?
Yeah. What do you want to do? I mean, I just gave you a jar of weed.
Yes, you did.
I also bought you a cool alien necklace.
You really did. And that was actually very nice. I'm sorry. I take it back. You actually did a couple of very nice things for me recently, which has been very nice.
But you know what I did? Are you ready for this?
What?
I am now a proud member of CHURLA. That's right, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights.
Oh, yes. I thought that was some big woman's Patreon.
I know. That's what I was hoping. That's what I thought I signed up for.
Hmm.
But I signed Julie and I up. We're members of CHURLA now. I don't know what this means.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you get a kickback or something?
I gave them money, and I think I got to go to meetings. So I'm a member. I'm in now.
It.
If you want to join CHURLA and help people who are getting fucked over by ICE, go to CHURLA members, shipdrive2025.fundraise.org. I think they misspelled fundraise.
I do think that it
is. But it is fundraise. I checked it several times.
Yes, very good, and though. You got to get better copywriters in there. But that's, I will also explain, while Eddie did a wonderful thing and joined this wonderful group.
CHURLA! I'm a CHURLA boy!
I'm joining the Hollywood Disclosure Organization, which is...
I'm joining that, too.
Yeah, this is all about... I'm joining the group of the most important people in the world,
mm-hmm.
the actors, that are trying to fight for disclosure, UFO disclosure.
Yes.
And we're really pulling out all the stops. We're having Zooms.
Mm-hmm.
We're having Twitch streams.
Glooms.
You're having glooms as well.
It is June.
Everyone's sad about, you know, not, you know, there's no work anymore. Yeah. So we have to all talk about aliens now.
Well, I honestly,
like, welcome to my fucking world.
I would rather talk to an actor about aliens than about the fact that they're not working.
Yes.
So, to be honest, you should be thankful too.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we don't have to talk about acting.
Yeah, we, you know, Rob saw Thomas Jane at the contact.
Smelled Thomas Jane coming. He smelled like a leopard.
Is that why the food was so bad?
Dude, he doesn't wear shoes. For those guys don't know, Thomas Jane's one of those guys. He specifically doesn't wear shoes. He is a smelly boy.
He was fine. He wasn't that smelly in the elevator.
I think it's because you were dealing with it. You were just
did he have
hungover.
Shoes on?
It was the morning, so I think he was fresh out of the shower.
Oh,
he
sure.
was very tired, though.
He seems like the kind of guy that does wash himself in, like, city structures.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
he'll
yeah,
go yeah, up yeah. to a fountain in a bank
and he'll
wash himself.
As soon as he passes the river, he's like, you mind, you guys, if I pop out, take a quick bath?
Whatever you need, Tom. You were the Punisher, after all. Absolutely.
A Punisher.
You're right. One of the... But John, we all know John Bernthal
is the Punisher. Yeah, he is the real Punisher. But also, before we move on, I'm very excited for Saturday, No Kings Day, June 14th. Go to nokings.org if you want to protest. If you want an organized, safe protesting, it's all over the country. You go ahead and type in your zip code. I can walk to mine.
That's the best. Make it convenient.
If I could walk to the protest?
Done.
Are you kidding me?
I'll go. If I
don't have to go to downtown and I can still mildly protest,
guys,
I'm going to bring sandwiches.
You guys are making fun of Los Angeles for this garbage, and I have too. I've seen this before. I know. We do tend to protest before brunch. It's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But listen, do you have any idea what it takes to add to the schedule of a lazy stoner in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
If they're willing to go out of their way to protest, there are things wrong in this fucking country.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to any of this shit. He just told me I gotta go do this thing down, and if it's down the street for me, I can't say no.
You can't say no.
I literally have to go.
11 to 1 down the street.
That's convenient.
It's too convenient.
I get to wake up at a nice time and get a coffee and go and fucking yell at that fucking pedophile. Nothing makes me happier. Dude.
Honestly, yeah, no, it's gonna be great.
Yes.
But yeah, the main No Kings protest is gonna be in Philadelphia. So if you're anywhere close to Philadelphia, go to Philadelphia and join those fuckers. They're trying to have
that's
more
gonna be
people
an intent. That's gonna
than
be an
the stupid ass military parade they're holding in DC. Don't go to DC because they're just gonna count you as someone who went to their parade.
We'll also know that if you're gonna go to the military parade and protest, all the military stuff is gonna be there.
Yeah.
So just know that if you're looking to not get sprayed with tear gas or hit with the fucking net or hit with the sound machine or hit any one of these various things that they're gonna employ around the DC area, it's probably best to make your displeasure known.
Yes.
Outside of it.
It's for the best.
It's for the best. All right, so we got some good, that's wonderful. We got some new live shows, new Side Stories live shows. That is completely, that doesn't help society. That's just us. Go to Last Podcast on the left.com. You're going to buy those tickets and see Eddie and I flapping our bellies in Salt Lake City.
So Friday, June 11th, Jordan Landing, Utah, part of Salt Lake City. We're going to be at the Wise Guys Comedy Club, Henry and I, at 9:30 p.m. That's going to be a blast. Thursday, August 7th, we're going to be in Asheville, North Carolina. That's the Orange Peel.
That's for you.
This is a bucket list venue for me.
I'm very excited.
I've always wanted to do.
I've never been to Asheville.
I love Asheville.
I've heard it's awesome.
It's one of the great cities in our nation.
I'm very excited.
Sunday, September 21st, Kansas City, Missouri. Never been.
Man, best
the
meal.
The Truman.
Still the best meal I've ever had is in Kansas City.
We will be back and eating that food. I can't wait to get sick on your barbecue, Kansas City, Missouri. We'll be at the Truman on Saturday, September 21st.
Yes.
October 24th. We're doing it, baby. We're coming back to Redway. That's right, Humboldt. Mateel Community Center. We're coming for you Friday, October 24th. The show that you saw last year is coming back, and it's going to be bigger, hotter, and fatter.
It better be. I know I am.
And November 30th, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio. That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
You weren't as excited about that one.
I'm very excited. I love my Ohio people.
I'm just saying that Columbus, Ohio, we know that's Epstein country, so we're going to be bringing
up. We know that Travis is going to have to open for us.
Yes,
we don't really have a choice.
He's basically said along the lines, I think he's like, I'm the guy. Like, I'm the Columbus guy.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, well, all right, yeah. Okay,
so,
sure.
So Travis is open.
So that's
for us
your
again,
request because of your request. He's coming to that.
But more important than these side story shows, I have to say, your baby, Henry, the seance.
June 20th, it's going to be live on YouTube, LPN-TV on YouTube. I believe it starts at...
Time.
It's 6 p.m. I imagine it's around 6 p.m. PST. I think we're going a little bit later. I think it might be...
Check out the socials for the
We got it on the show. We'll find out the exact time, but it is coming live to our YouTube
channel.
My
calendar says 6 p.m.
Yes. Go and subscribe.
That means I should get there like at least an hour early, right?
We'll get you there. I'll tell you what. Don't worry. I'll give you the information closer to the
Can
date.
Can people buy tickets?
Not yet.
But they will be able to.
Very limited. And I imagine that the tickets are going to be Patreon only.
Okay.
And because you are going to be able to experience this up close. And I do want to say, anybody that is attending in person, this is a very legit seance. This is faux real. We're doing
fucking,
this.
That is the weird part about this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm less scared than I was. I don't know what changed in me.
I think it's because you're just getting beaten.
At first, I was like, oh, no, I could never. And now I'm like, yeah, who cares if a ghost follows me?
Exactly. You're getting beaten.
Yeah.
Marcus is still scared, and I like that.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, what could a ghost really do? A ghost pushed my mom down the stairs, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't kill her.
Didn't kill her. See? Broke her nose, though.
Yeah, but that's different. It's coming. I mean,
and she doesn't drink, so something had to push her.
Your mom was kind of clumsy.
I never saw her fall.
But, you know, she wasn't like an A-tier athlete.
No,
you know
she
mean?
Couldn't do the hurdles.
No, she no, can't right, do a, right, she yeah. can't do like a, what you call like an ollie.
She couldn't throw a javelin. I'll tell you that much.
Very good segue. We're going to bring up that story very soon. Let's first do an update. Is in the proper fashion of side stories, it happened the second we stopped recording.
Yes.
This man that we talked about, how dangerous he was, Grant Hardin, former police chief, convicted killer, known as the Devil in the Ozarks. He was captured. Mm. Only a mile and a half
yes.
from where he escaped from.
How would they? How hard were they looking? This is like,
he was in a bush. That is where he was. He
oh
wasn't,
God.
Even Saddam Hussein was in a tunnel.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
was on land, just in a bush, living a groundhog's life.
Yeah.
No, and they just,
no shirt.
They just found him. They didn't even have a shirt.
All floppy titted out
wow,
in the woods,
yep,
covered
he's
in soot.
Just, he lost the shirt. I don't know why. He should have kept it on. He looks, got scratched by branches.
He looks so bad, they gave him a shirt.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you know,
this
we don't
is
want,
disgusting.
Oh, yeah, we have to cover you up. You look like the fucking, what's her name, from Barbarian. You look like the monster from Barbarian. We yeah. have to fucking cover you up. He looked like shit. So Grant Hardin has been arrested.
Do you know who got him?
Who?
Border Patrol.
Who? That's one lucky get. And he knows it was nowhere near the fucking border.
No, certainly not.
You know, so yeah, exactly. What are they doing up there?
What are they doing in Arkansas?
I guess it's these are guys.
Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com.
Yeah. I think legitimately they are there because everybody is just, they're hiring guys that have like a hard on for anybody mm-hmm. that's, I mean, I just don't understand anybody that's got like just like a family and kids here from another country. I'll never understand.
They're like, oh, I'm so proud of our department and staff. He was gone for a week and a half.
He was within.
Next to a mile.
A literal errands amount of walking.
I can
from the prison.
It's a 20 minute walk.
He,
it's
a 20-minute
walk.
And he just walked into the woods late. He had no other plan. I guess it's like everybody just assumed. You know what it is true? This is the power of lying about how strong you are like as a criminal.
Yeah.
This is the power because of the Devil in the Ozarks, mm-hmm. because of how well organized all that was.
I'm scared of him.
I also believe that he probably it will, if there is a way to figure that out, I bet you that he is guilty for several more sexual assaults, probably several more murders.
Absolutely.
The fact that it all happened so easily. But he had no plan. Everybody just assumed that he would be on a helicopter in Scandinavia having yeah. figured it all out. And it just, he was just like, all right, maybe if I had, all right, what hides?
He went camping.
I had like a mouse. Mice hide. Yeah, go down where the mice hide. Yeah, that's where I'll go. Go down.
by the dirt. You had to slither like a snake. Maybe the great spirits of the Native American ancestors have come and turn me into a snake. Help me, Wendigo. Help me.
And they were like, and it just didn't come for him like they came for Pocahontas.
No. Yeah, town. Yeah, he's but he's caught. They
he
got him.
Sad. Yep, so got him really quickly.
Don't worry about it if you're someone that's scared of him. Directly.
Wrapped up.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is very happy about it.
Oh, good. So she could finally get a chance to go on a date with him or something.
Yeah.
That fucking dumb bitch. I hope she gets hit by a fucking car.
They definitely look like they have the same tits.
Dude, she's just jealous. She's like, who did your work? Oh my god. Oh my god. Is that the Kendall Jenner lady? Is that the Kendall Jenner person? That's amazing. All right, what else we got here? Because it's sad. That's a sad little update. It's done. It's done.
It's an update.
We got it.
It happened.
Live from your grave.
Let's talk about our teas a little bit here. Then our javelin lady.
Oh yes, this was all right. So this is one of those stories. This is a quick story. You know that, like, you know when you're in elementary school, and you hear. Like, there's, like, a reason why you're not allowed to bring basketballs into, like, the tennis court anymore. Like, there's some
yes.
horrific story from ages past that has, like, solidified into lore. And now it's like, you're like, why do we have these rules? And I always remember as a kid, my grandfather had lawn darts.
Yes.
And we loved them.
I mean, they're fun.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
And then one day they all took them away.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, it's dangerous. Oh, you're gonna fucking get hurt. Someone's gonna get killed with the lawn dart.
Yeah,
it's
horseshoes shit. For
yeah,
archers.
You looked up as soon as Rob looked up lawn dart. It just shows all these old timey pictures of kids with fucking lawn darts sticking out of their fucking foreheads.
There's one guy just like one on the back of his neck and him laying on the ground. Yeah.
They look like hors d'oeuvres at a party. But this story is why these stories get started.
Yeah. So this happened in Russia.
Rushka.
And she was a 13-year-old girl dies, unfortunately. After
In Rushka, I believe you can get married at 13.
I mean, I feel like you could do lots of shit. I think you can get married, but only to a bear.
Ah.
Yes. But the, she was impaled by a javelin during PE class in Russia. This poor little Anastasia. The javelin,
Anastasia Rozhenko.
She was impaled by the javelin.
Try to say the name of the town from the phys ed town.
The phys ed town?
It says here, now she was stuck through the eye through a javelin during a phys ed class in
Prokhladny? Prokhladny Kabardino Balkaria, Russia.
How would you like a medium rare?
So she, unfortunately, she did pass away. She died 4 days after this happened and because she was in a coma. But I just have to think about what happened. The javelin, the boy throwing it.
Yeah, 16. His name is Timur.
He was throwing the javelin, and he was unsupervised, and he threw it, and it landed, and it hit her in the eye. And it went through her skull and out down her mouth. And so it seems like the reason she didn't die instantly is it didn't actually hit her brain.
No. Because
it comes, javelin, it goes up,
and then
it comes down.
Depending on how bad it goes, yeah.
Into her eye and down, out, back, the end of her throat and then through her body a little bit.
You know, and the javelin coach, Vladimir Mershenko, he apparently didn't immediately take her to the hospital. And do you think on some level he was just like, you see, Timur, this is why you have to release at top of the arc.
Yeah.
You don't, you must increase the angle. The angle must come at a sharper angle from the top in order to pierce better. You want it to go through brain.
Yeah. Now, is this guy promoted to the javelin team, or is he off the javelin team?
I think he's getting sent to the
part
to
of
Ukraine.
Like, it depends on how far away she was.
I mean, if it's like, okay,
if
let's
she's
say
like 15 yards, maybe he shouldn't get on the team.
It's horrible. He said that he didn't say the proper amount of warnings because I guess you're supposed to like
he's
release
a 16-year-old
it.
Idiot
he's
who's unsupervised.
But
he's throwing the fucking javelin.
If it's a PR, right?
Uh-huh.
If it's a personal record.
Personal record.
And it breaks some form of record within the... I mean, technically, I think that's the Olympics.
Yes.
I think that if he gets... if he hit her square in the dome, I want to say, what's the longest? Is 90 meter? 95 meter?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, 95. If he hit her at like 95, 97 meters, that's Olympic caliber.
Yeah.
So I do think that we can let him, as I mean, Ruska's, I don't think Ruska's even allowed in the Olympics anymore.
Yes, they are.
No, I don't think we allowed them the last time. Don't they have like a separate...
They got caught cheating, I know that.
I know. I don't the Ruska's have a thing where they, the government can't send a sponsored one.
Oh, Russia and
yeah, they were banned. Yeah,
2026 winter, but they're back because of the war.
Ah, yeah, the war. Are they coming? Oh, they're going to be in Los Angeles. Great.
Yeah, they'll be here.
Where's ICE going to be then?
Of course they're going to be here.
Where's ICE going to be when the Russians are here?
Oh, my God. What about the 12 banned countries? Are they not allowed to be in the Olympics?
It depends on advertising.
Yeah.
I think it all depends on advertising, and I think it really depends on how the countries are testing.
Yeah, and I imagine of all the Olympics, this would be the best for the Russian because they have one of their people in the top office.
Oh, yeah. That would really help them.
This is good for them.
Honestly, it would really help
them. So it's like a home game for Russia.
Honestly, I want the people to come. I want the athletes to be able to perform.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to perform. They work so hard.
They do. They do. You know, and they do. They don't know any difference.
No.
You know, but yes. So this, I'm sorry, this poor lady, this poor girl, did not make it. But what a way to go! Oh my God!
Got turned in. Nothing like getting turned into a corn dog.
Yeah.
Now,
sheesh.
Kebab. We have a bunch of. That's funny. We have a bunch of really sad stories that I don't want to go into.
This was the funny one.
This was the good funny one, guys.
This was the good one.
We have the Travis Decker story that I'm not going to get into about the three daughters that were zip tied and he popped plastic bags over their heads so they could die in their sleep. And then he went on a drug fueled. I guess he's on the lam. So
they're looking for him.
That's a really upsetting story.
There's
the other upsetting story about the nurse Kevin Coulong, who we would sedate. He would fondle women patients when they're sedated because he said he felt that they were flirting with him beforehand.
Yeah, he quote said asking for it.
He said the answer, and then he also said something along the lines of
while they were sedated, they were flirting.
And that's not how they. That's how it does that. That's not how they do that unless it's on an astral level.
Yes,
which is again is very difficult to tell if you're flirting astrally. Again, it's very subtle.
Public beating for him, please.
Also, men really take that. This is really taking that she was friendly to me trope way too far.
This is too far.
If she has having
it's
a little,
always too far, but this is way too far.
Super far. If she has like a little happy dream while she's knocked out and gives a little smile, that isn't a go for you to give her the old Al Franken. Right? You can't get her and give her the honky honks.
Hey, all right? He never touched.
I know.
He never touched.
You can't just give a lady honky honks just because she's asleep. We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this, Eddie.
I know, but Al Franken Day, I miss Al Franken.
We all do. Al Franken was our only shot at having a good president.
Yes. There's also the teenagers in Maryland who killed the owner of a koi pond for what seems to be no reason.
Oh, that is a really also sad story.
Yes.
Where they grabbed that man. It was a couple. They were a high school couple about to graduate from high school.
One of them's going to Notre Dame.
Ooh, Fighting Irish.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
They're getting ready.
Yes.
And then they beat to death an old man. They went and they stomped this old man
Edward Koza.
Yeah, that did a they put him in his car and then they set fire to him inside of his car.
Yes.
And so that's not a funny story either. None of this is particularly
funny. They were
about
to graduate.
They were. Not anymore.
No.
Unless.
Well, yeah, I think, well, I mean, they can still graduate high school.
Yeah,
because
they can get their GED from jail.
Well, if they already passed their finals.
So I guess they get their diploma no matter what?
I think they get their diploma.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. If you've graduated before, but if you've graduated before the ceremony and you kill an old man with your bare hands, do you still get the diploma?
Yeah. Do let us know. Or maybe not the physical copy, but you...
An email, PDF?
Yeah, you definitely learned the info.
I think you would.
If you pass the test...
I'd sue the high school.
Yeah, why not? Here's another.
If I was fucking them, fuck that. Fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, I did the work. Yeah, I killed an old man for the thrill of it. Sure, I did. It was fun for me. Yeah, of course. I have no feelings. But I definitely went to biology.
Mm-hmm. We got another sad story.
Oh, great. Good. Added to the pile.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be the week we came back strong comedically. This was supposed to be the week that we came back with a sort of lighthearted edge to everything that's going on right now, Eddie. If we do another sad story, I don't know if that's going to really hold up our end of the bargain.
Black Creek Floyd was run over by a car.
Is that a guy?
That's an alligator.
Oh, that's fine.
It's a famous, it's a locally famous alligator in Peachtree City, Georgia.
I thought Flat Creek Lloyd was just a famous homeless guy.
No, he was one of those
guys that just would lay in the creek. She'd be like, don't mind me. You know what I mean? Because I'd also call him the log man or Mr. Mudbanks or, you know, because I mean, that'd be something else I'd give him. And if he got hit by a car, I'd be sad.
Yeah. So Flat Creek Floyd, famous alligator in Georgia.
I never heard of him.
Big old gator. He lives in Peachtree City, Georgia.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And they tried to get rid of him a while ago. Big old boy. Big old fat alligator. I love the size of him. The footage of him is he was huge. He was 11 feet, 9 inches long. He weighed about 500 pounds.
Was he in the road?
And he lived under an overpass, and they kept trying to kill him. And then eventually there was this guy, a trapper named Jason Clark, who was like, he like talked to the city, and he's like, listen, we need to let Flat Creek Floyd live.
Just let him live.
We can coexist with Flat Creek Floyd.
He's just there under the overpass.
And so they let Flat Creek Floyd live, but eventually this guy, this big motherfucker, this reptile guy, eventually he got hit by a car, unfortunately, and then when the reptile guy came up to him, he was literally weeping. He's like on top of this gator. He loved this gator so much, and he's literally weeping like, I don't want to kill you.
It's very sad.
Because he was bleeding internally.
Yeah, sure.
And he knew that Flat Creek Floyd was dying. And
so did he snap his neck?
I think he shot him in the back of the neck.
You don't just grab him by the whole fucking throat and jostle him back and forth.
You ever watch the show where they like? So, I forget what it was called, but it was a gator killing television show.
Oh, you think I do?
And then I used to watch Swamp People.
Yeah,
because like every once in a while you got to kill a bunch of gators. It's gator season, you know, and you got to kill the gator. And so what they do is they actually shoot him in the back of the neck because that's where their brain is.
Yeah, it's back in the stem. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over there, and they shoot him in the back of the neck. So I imagine that's what Jason Clark did.
Yeah, he wouldn't just choke him out.
I don't think he could have.
Looks like he's smothering him.
It does look like he's just put a pillow over his face.
This is him determining if he has to kill him or not.
It doesn't look like he's doing it gently.
He said that the gator was bleeding from the inside. And it was time that he had to be euthanized.
You know, honestly,
and
though.
So Flat Creek Floyd! Miss you already.
I will say he chose to live under an overpass, and that's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
And a part of that lifestyle might feature you getting hit by a car.
Yes.
You know, and they did their best to try to kill him in a way that they wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
But they let society do it.
Yes. I mean, this is, you know, I guess this is the correct way for it to happen.
I guess. I don't think so, but also I prefer it to have happened naturally.
Yes.
Than them necessarily going and garroting it for no reason.
They buried him behind the police department.
I guess that's fine. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know, again, it's very sad stories.
Yeah, because they had to deal with numerous sightings, and they said in lieu of flowers,
send big boxes of chum. Send big boxes of chum to the Peachtree, Georgia police station. Let's get that address. Maybe we can pop that up there if anybody's got any loose chum.
Go ahead and send it on over.
Yeah, if you could. They're looking for it. They can't wait to receive your chum.
Yeah, but, you know, I never like losing a good gator.
Nope. It's really very, very sad.
Especially ones that, you know, hide under bridges.
Because that's their job.
Yeah.
They're also, again, it's a gator. Where we were just at, we just stayed in a hotel, it was in Florida, and there was an active gator area.
Yeah.
Like behind the hotel, which was awesome. Yes. But also hilarious because it's just the little sign being like, mind small dogs.
My favorite was where I grew up, there was a sign that told us not to feed magic mushrooms to the gators.
What happens?
I mean, you know, they start tripping.
What if they just start playing cards and stuff?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
They're like, do you guys have any fish?
Yeah,
you're not like, the F, but PH
the
fish.
PH fish. You
could you put that on, please?
Honestly.
Normally, I like F fish, but today I'm thinking, you know, let's go to a farmhouse.
I'm feeling some fucking anxiety, man. Listen, hey, fat pink thing, you guys got any coloring books or anything? I need something to focus my attention.
Hey, what do you think about this? It's a good little walking beat, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Take that bass for a while. Now, obviously, the most important news of this week we have covered. We've talked about the LA protests. We've talked all about, you know, the martial law and the Insurrection Act. But I think
you
it's important.
You put the habeas corpus.
I said, thank you. Thank you.
Stop,
perfect. Yeah, you fucked that up.
You corpse in habeas corpus.
We're going to edit.
Fucker.
No, fuck you. Fuck you. We're leaving it like this. We're leaving it like this.
Fuck you, you fat corpse.
God damn. I will leave one. But just so you know, as of today, there has been 11 baby names that have been banned in the U.S.
We determined that these baby names are illegal.
Illegal. Now, this is true. This is a list of 11 baby names.
This is a great find, Rob.
Thank you, Rob, for sending us to this. This is my favorite thing I've read in a while. So these are the names that are not allowed in America.
Well, New Zealand and Japan, they banned a whole bunch of names, but America's, we can usually get away with everything.
We got 11 names.
11 names. You're not allowed to name your baby these 11 names.
King, queen.
Why not?
I guess, I don't know. I guess I would assume that you're, how dumb are we?
Prince,
how fucking stupid are we?
You could do prince and princess.
I know.
Why can't you do king and queen?
I think because prince and princess, in the end, look at the dipshit we have that's working for Spotify. Prince means nothing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Prince and princess mean jack fucking shit.
It's true.
King and queen mean something. I guess you have to be a special type of moron to think that if I'm King Zabrowski, that you need to treat me with some form of monarch-like importance.
Now, can you change your name as an adult to king?
I don't. That's a good chance.
Absolutely
that's a good question.
Not.
Side
Absolutely
stories.
Not.
Let's find out. Let's find out. Other names. Jesus Christ.
Not allowed.
Which is hilarious because it's not like your name's not Jesus Christ. It's that your full name can't be Jesus Christ Larson.
Yes.
Which is sad.
Because Jesus, we all know, is allowed.
Not according to ICE. Then we got three, right? The letter, the number, the Roman numeral three.
I.
Yes, I. I don't know why. Not one, not two, not four or five.
Do you think that maybe this is ill?
Like illmatic?
Yeah.
Like a license to ill?
It could be ill. I mean, it could be a capital I and two lowercase L's.
Your name, you can be named ill if you want to be named ill.
I think that's fucking cool.
It is cool. Obviously.
Ill Larson.
Yeah, Ill Larson's a fun ass name.
That is a cool name.
For a super disrespectful child.
Yeah,
It's I. Okay.
Still dumb. Santa Claus. Can't be named Santa Claus.
Why not?
Again, don't want to distract.
What if you idolize Santa Claus and you want to name your fucking kid after Santa Claus?
Then you technically, I believe, have a mental disorder. Then there's Majesty. Probably along the lines of King and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Adolf Hitler.
It's interesting they put the both. You could still do Adolf, apparently, and you could still do Hitler, but you can't do Adolf Hitler.
I don't know. They're just saying you can't be Adolf Hitler. Okay. You can't be. Also, what I don't understand is Nutella.
I mean, that's just someone, that's like multiple people are like, my kid's named Nutella. And they're like, someone's like, we have to stop this.
But why can't, is it true for all things? Yeah. Can I not name my child Charleston Chew?
I think
Zabrowski?
What about Hazel? When the middle name's Nut. Hazelnut.
That
should be allowed.
You're making a stripper.
Yes,
but you're allowed to. Then, Nutella is the name of a difficult woman at the DMV.
Yeah,
like this is what do we do? All right, so mm-hmm. Then there's Messiah, which I still think is weird because I feel like that's more of a nickname for Jesus.
Yeah.
Then the at symbol.
Yeah, the at symbol.
And then 1069,
which 1069. I don't understand. With 1069, why that matters. 1099, I make sense.
I'm 42069 makes sense.
Yeah.
This is my son, 42069.
So I can name my kid 420?
What is this mean? Year in the common era, police code.
Oh, it's a police code for what?
I don't know.
1069, what is the police code?
I know 187's murder, death, kill.
Yeah.
Demolition, man.
Nick 187 on a motherfucker.
I don't know the origin of this one.
October 1969, what happened then?
I think that was when the
Kent State?
Beatles did something.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
Why,
I don't know.
Why can we not
say 1069.
I don't know, but what I do think is interesting is that most Illinois and South Carolina, they can use numbers and symbols in their child's name.
Okay.
That's, I don't know how you say those things.
Obscene names are banned in New Jersey, which I find very insulting.
Yeah, because honestly, my aunt cunt would like a word. Yeah. All right? That's a family name.
Yeah. Well, my aunt cunt is Aunt Judy.
Yeah. Got your fucking ass, Judy.
I know you listen. I know when she's deaf.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Doesn't make her nice. That's for goddamn sure.
What's sign language for cunt? I'm looking this up right now.
Is it the finger in the hole?
I'm looking up right now.
Oh, or is it just the hole?
Just keep going. I want to find out what other names can we add?
Oh, to the list?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like cunt should be on the list. There's no curse words on the list, which is
dirty
is
talk.
Weird.
All right. How to sign cunt?
How about Goebbels? If we're adding Hitler, let's add Goebbels.
I feel like that Goebbels.
Mangala.
You know what it is? Is that they are still kind of off brand.
Yeah.
To this day.
A little inside.
Yeah. Baby programs. All right, just tell me how to say cunt.
How about this?
You're not doing it. You're just teaching me deaf history.
What about a lore? Yeah, it's just like, if you want to learn cunt through sign language, you got to learn the history. You
know? No. No, all right. Oh, wait, so this is vagina. Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina.
But how do you say cunt, though?
I think you go like...
Yeah,
they have to make an angry face.
Yeah,
yeah.
In Mississippi, a baby will automatically be given the father's last name unless the parents request a different name.
I mean, that's kind of more patriarchal.
I thought that was
stuff.
Everywhere.
You know what I love is my favorite one. In Florida, if parents don't sign a document agreeing to the baby's name, the court selects a name. This is your son.
DeSantis.
Wario.
This is your son. Strawberry, guavaberry. Done. Flat Creek, Floyd.
Cunt, ass, shit. Fucker, I'm not. All these names, none of these work.
You know
shit.
You know what would be a good name to get rid of?
What?
Keith. You know, what do we think about like a normal name just to get rid of?
Just one band name?
Let's just get rid of one. Like if you got it, you get to keep it, but no new... Sarah's.
See, you know who I'm done with, really? Brandon.
I'm definitely done with Brandon.
I think we hit our peak.
I think Brandon's out.
I think
sure.
We got enough
Brandons. What about Brendan's?
That's not as...
We're going to make... So we're making enemies.
Yeah, sure.
But get rid of
what,
Brendan's,
of a
right?
Brendan?
Yeah.
We're going to make a Brendan an enemy?
I know. It
doesn't
What's
Brendan going to do?
And it doesn't seem very threatening, does
no,
it?
No, I don't but think Brendan's going
like, to... But then we're going to get, like, you know, one of these 700 Marines is going to be a Brendan.
Hey, my name's Brendan. Who's my dad? Who's my pappy's name? He dead in Vietnam. And his pappy dead in the Korean War. I've come here to die in Los Angeles. I've come here to fight the war right here in Studio City.
What about Edith?
Edith is cute. I miss the old names.
Yeah.
I miss the old names. I miss Rodney. I miss a Roscoe.
I love a Rodney.
Where's a Roscoe at?
Who's got the fucking cock to name their child Rodney?
Seriously.
Where are all the Rodneys?
I want a little masculine child.
Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
be named Rodney with a chain.
Yeah.
Or not. I think Rodney actually be a cute girl's name.
Why not?
It'd be a cute girl's
Rodna.
Name.
Rodna.
Ew.
Ew. Name's Rodna.
Yeah, I don't like Rodna.
I'm here to smoke cigarettes and lick ass.
You know the sign language word for cunt? It's a picture of me.
Oh, these are the most popular names. Olivia, I got a niece named
Everybody's
Olivia.
Doing the Olivia, and the Sophie thing is big now.
Isabella's
big, huge.
Huh?
Also, Henry's everywhere.
I have
everywhere.
An Isabel. And I have an Ella.
All right, now we're just in the... This is not radio.
Elijah is number four?
Yeah, I know, Elijah. He's always missing. I don't know.
Ezra?
Yeah, that's a big thing now, too. We just got to move on. There's a big spike. There's a big spike in dumb names up in here. Ezra, honestly, is a very nice name.
I'm glad that
my
John's
buddy Craig's son is named Ezra. He's actually very lovely, not problem. Henry's also very big now.
So. Henry's big now.
Yes.
Well, you've been big for a while.
Shut up.
It's a reaction to medicine. It's a reaction to medicine. And that medicine is...
Yeah. Sorry. You did first. That was better.
Live from your grave.
All right, Henry. Well, I don't like talking about sad shit, but we've been doing it all day today, so you might
as well. What's sad about what we've been covering?
You're right. It's all hilarious. Thank you.
You know what? Forget it. I'm fine. Let's go home. One of our boys died. One of our true, like, as friends, one of our, like, idols died.
It was one of those that I didn't even want to acknowledge yet because it had made me very sad. But he also was probably, next to George Clinton, one of the most formative voices in my brain.
Yeah. No, so important. Of course, we're talking about Sly Stone passed away of Sly and the Family Stone.
People don't probably even know. If you don't know who Sly Stone is, you probably do. He made some of the biggest, like, you know, very sampled songs.
Everyday People, you know, all that good stuff. I mean, his albums were unbelievable. If you ever listen to Mama Said Knock You
it's
Out,
a that family exists. Affair.
Family Affair is fucking perfect. That album.
It's a Family Affair.
There's a Riot Going On is in my top five albums of all time.
It's wonderful.
It is the only sad funk album.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
People like forget, especially within funk, because I feel like funk, of all of the musical genres, is the most maligned. Right? I feel like a lot of people don't really understand, except for ska, because ska can go fuck itself.
Yeah, what are you going to do? We're going to sit here and talk good about ska?
But funk is one of those where the people that don't understand that you can have emotion in funk.
Yes.
And that's what Sly Stone did. That's what Sly Stone and Parliament did that was different than what anybody else
they
was
were
doing.
Making statements without making statements. They were like making statements, but you know, they were like, okay, here's something very important for us to say, but also like, we need to party.
You have to party.
Yeah, like that's what I love about funk. It's like we can acknowledge the madness, but remember, we have to party.
Yeah, because if we're not partying, do you understand?
Then they win.
Well, also, we're gonna die.
Yes.
So at some point, we're gonna die, and everybody on their deathbed, everybody says, I wish I had more fun. Like every
not
single.
Sly.
Not Sly.
Sly Stone did not say that.
No.
I think he says, zazzle, zazzle, zazzle.
Well, Sly was a very difficult man.
Yeah, well, he wasn't really like, from what I know of him, he didn't have a bad reputation as like an abuser or anything like that.
No, he was just a difficult, he was a perfectionist.
He did a lot of drugs.
Yes.
He did lots and lots and lots of crack, you know, and which is unfortunate.
He got really weird.
And then when George Clinton got sober, he didn't really. He almost got sober a couple times. He ended up being homeless. He wrote some of the most influential, huge songs ever, and he just had bad contracts and didn't. He didn't understand the concept of if your song is in a movie, you should get paid off of that.
No.
He didn't understand that. Like, when you look at Everyday People, yes, it's in commercials and stuff like that, but if you just go to Spotify, it has 245 million listens.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's, like,
dude.
Such a fucking crazy number. The fact that this man ended up homeless just shows, like, what happened and how bad things can be in, like, you know, in the record industry. But he made it some of the most beautiful music ever made. Dance to the Music, If You Want Me to Stay. Thank You for Let Me Be Myself, which I love.
It's one of my best favorite
Hot
songs
fun
of all time.
In the Summertime, I Want to Take You Higher. Que Sera Sera. Obviously, that's a cover. I love Just Like a Baby.
Whatever.
I caught you smiling.
I love it.
Again.
Oh my God.
He's the best. Stand. You know, everything that man put together.
Died penniless.
It's crazy. It is so upsetting.
So fucking sad.
It really is. But Sly Stone,
help us
like,
all.
If you don't know his music, first of all, I don't know how, but just spend a day with those first six albums or five albums. They're back to back fucking amazing, especially Riot Going On and Stand.
It means something.
Are perfect
the
albums.
Shit, especially right now, this shit fucking means something. So go and check it out. Sly Stone.
They're one of the first groups to like really like half of us are white, half of us are black, half of us are chicks, half of us are dudes. And like they were just like, we want everyone's input.
Yep.
And it was like no one was doing that shit. And they did. And it was fucking cool and it was awesome. And it seemed lame at first. And then time fucking told. Because it was like one of the most sampled artists in hip hop history. It's everything about Sly and what he did for music and just like good times.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you know, like he means so much to me. I just watched the new documentary that just came out.
It like just came out.
It
right?
just came out. It's on Hulu. Questlove's second movie. It's called Sly Lives. Unfortunately,
it's real sad.
Hey, but, you know, yeah, George is all over it. He's interviewed all over it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, go check it out and make some time for Sly Stone this weekend before you go to the No Kings rally.
Did you hear that he might have had an affair with Doris Day?
Oh, and that is why he made Que Sera Sera?
Will be.
Which is a fucking perfect version of that song. Oh my God, I love that. You know who else he was with for a while?
Who?
Ruth Copeland. That P-Funk backup singer who actually put out those two amazing albums.
Yes!
With all of like P-Funk as her backing band.
If you guys understand anything about P-Funk or like, oh, they all, like they put out so many different albums. They put out so many different labels.
They were like,
they
would open for each other so everyone would get paid twice. It was just like, it was kind of genius. But, and then Sly ended up opening for P-Funk when P-Funk was on their fucking stadium tour,
yep,
which was, they were the first black stadium tour and he was their opener. Either way, an icon has passed, and if I didn't bring it up, I would be kicking myself. So if you don't know Sly and the Family Stone, just take some time.
But Eddie, I think we'll be all right because we have Benson Boone. Let's move on.
I'd rather listen to Pat Boone.
Benson Boone, he's talentless. Let's get
he
on.
Can flip.
Let's flip. Anybody can flip. No. I could see. I saw the cheerleading. You ever watch the young ladies' cheerleading expeditions? It's fascinating stuff. But they can get up there.
What's your favorite part?
Yeah, but they can. Anybody can flip. Anybody can flip. There you go.
Let's we got
get
letters.
Some listener emails.
What do they got to say?
Now, I went into a little bit of a research hole on the Glimmer Man.
Oh,
one
you
thing
did?
I did. I
immediately forgot it existed until right now again.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So I watched Missing 411, The Hunted, mm-hmm, done by David Paulides, who did Missing 411. Now, for those of you that don't know, we've talked about Missing 411 for a fucking decade. It is about, basically, David Paulides was a researcher that realized that the national park systems don't have a missing, they don't have a centralized missing persons report,
really,
or a database.
That's where people go missing the most.
But it's also considered to be this sort of like weird legal, like hazy zone, mm-hmm, between the park rangers and the police and what they're allowed to
tree
do.
Tree cops.
But the thing is, the tree cops, they are a lot of times operating at a 1975 technological level.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So these guys are writing shit down. So that's where it started. Mysterious.
Do you think they're allowed to use paper? Or do they hear the tree scream?
Yeah, they're like, I can't possibly write that down. I'll have to write it my own feces.
An estimated 1,000 to 2,500 people go missing in national parks each year?
Right? We don't know.
That's a huge gap.
It is. But missing 411.
It's either 1,000 or more than double.
That's called statistics. But the missing 411 was always investigating the more mysterious ones. Like they always kind of had a series of parameters of like, you know, experienced hunter goes missing,
yeah,
found in a different place, miles away from where they were, found a lot of times either stripped naked or
scuba
like,
diver found in tree.
So weird, you know, whatever. But then he did Missing 411, The Hunted, which is, it's starting to hedge into the area where he's like, it's aliens, which I love my aliens, but it's also like, I actually kind of like it better when it's even more mysterious. But since then, it had a whole thing on the Glimmer Man, this idea of seeing a predator-like thing, and I just wanted to read another email because I actually did receive about 15 Glimmer Mail. Glimmer Man emails.
Glimmer Mails?
Glimmer Mails.
Could you read them or were they phased?
Oh, yeah, it's phasing in and out. No, the reason why is like...
How many were sent by Kid and Ivory Wins?
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, though, the Steven Seagal Glimmer Man doesn't hold up as well.
I imagine.
So that was a part of my research. It's not good. It's not a good film. He's looking very pudgy in that movie.
Oh, that's when it started.
Yeah, it's when he really started becoming, I think it's called an eclair lifestyle. Yeah. So this
could
have
been called the Clammer Man. For all the clams he was eating at the time.
Bring me more clams. Bring me more clams. More juice. More clam juice.
All right, here we go. Here's an email. I was listening to the latest Side Stories and perked up immediately when you talked about The Glimmer Man.
Glimmer Man.
It immediately reminded me of the 2010 story of Jan Maccabee.
Jan Maccabee.
Wife to MUFON State Director of Maryland, Bruce Maccabee.
Bruce Maccabee.
Bruce actually maintained a website for his ufological research and included a page on his wife's story. Unfortunately, it looks like the site was taken offline after 2016. But I'm including a link to his write-up on archive.org. What made Jan's story so interesting is she actually took a picture of what she saw, but the picture came out distorted, and in a resolution her BlackBerry was incapable of being set to. Bruce had also
fucking
had a
BlackBerry suck with pictures.
I remember
my BlackBerry, and every time I tried to take a photograph, it was a goddamn disaster.
It's real stupid, right? So here's the write-up that old Jan did. Old Big Bags Jan.
I wasn't going to say anything, but she's doing all right.
It was Wednesday, September 29th, the next to last day in September. Thanks. And hunting season for deer in Ohio was just 4 days old. I shouldn't read this whole thing. It's real bad. The day started cool and damp, and then became a beautiful warm day with a nice sunset. Jan was anxious to been hunting. Her breasts were heaving and wet from the dew.
So much exposition.
Her method of hunting consisted of waiting and watching while seated in his tree stand.
Isn't that hunting?
The seat of her stand is at the top of a 15-foot ladder. Her seat in the northwestern corner of a many-acred wood that is surrounded by a large planted field and low-density residential areas. Her seat faces the east and is surrounded on all sides by trees. She didn't hunt in the morning, but she did climb up the 15-foot ladder to the seat to test the newly installed bow hanger. She took a picture of her bow hanging from the bow hanger. She took the picture with her BlackBerry, Pearl Model 8130.
All right.
The phone records, the records, day and time of the picture, the spatial resolution, the total byte size. All right.
Is that the picture, Rob?
This is a picture here of just the bow, right? And then there's old sexy Jan, right? Jan's there looking a little bit like a, she's looking, getting a little bit like a Bill Belichick, but I like her attitude, right? Mm-hmm. She's like a cross between Bill and Jordan. She went to her tree stand about 5:30 and sat. A squirrel was dropping nut pieces on her head, and animals, birds, and crickets were moving and making noise. To occupy her time, she was texting, quote-unquote texting, with her phone, a means of silent communication.
You don't need to explain what texting is.
At about 6:21 p.m., she decided to photograph herself in the tree stand. She was facing east with the sun at her back. She held the camera above and to her left. The sun was behind her, low in the west, with the light filtering through the tree branches. It's this picture here in which you get the side look of her jowls. Suddenly, the woods went quiet. Noise stopped. The silence was weird. It so surprised and unnerved her that she wrote a text message to her friend. Something is wrong. The woods just went to a dead silence. No squirrels. No birds. One. It's odd. She thought a coyote or maybe a black panther, some predator animal, caused the quiet. As she knows, as hunters know, that when a predator such as a bear enter an area, the other animals tend to become quiet. Then she became aware that a weird visual effect was moving right towards her field of view at an apparent distance of maybe 15 to 20 feet. She said it looked as if she was looking through saran wrap. All right. She compared the distortion of the scene as being somewhat like the effect of the invisible creature in the Predator movie. This distortion was at a higher altitude than her, about 15 feet above the ground. Perhaps she was about, it was about 25 feet off the above the ground. She took off her glasses and rubbed her right eye, thinking at first she had a floater. But after rubbing it, it was still there. It was not a floater.
That's when a little dot is in your eye.
Yeah, I get floaters. As she recalls it, she held the camera in her right hand about a foot and a half from her face, pointed the camera in the direction of the distortion, and took a picture. As she recalls, the picture was taken immediately.
You've been talking about taking a single picture for about half an hour.
The picture should show the nearby trees, but that's not what the picture shows.
We don't need to read every
article. It's that right there.
It's this!
Yep. It's a blur.
It's a blur with hair.
A minute or so later, she took two more pictures of herself, one of which is shown below right here. You can see it. Nope, that's just bushes. Hey, there she is. There she's. There's
it's obviously
my
her hair.
Here's my fucking Jan.
This is obviously her own hair.
Yummy, I'm Jan. Oh, Jan, what I do to get my claws on.
Do you think her tits got in the way of her photography?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like she took a picture through her tits. After sitting for an hour and a half more, she left the tree stand about 7:45 and came to dinner with our guests for the evening. They were having beaver. After dinner, cleaned
she looks
up.
Like she's in a tree lay down, not a tree stand.
It's more of a tree sit down.
Is there an end to the story?
Nope. At the end of this, she didn't think to mention her strange experience. And then she said that she saw a Facebook message from one of her nephews. He said after she had this weird sighting. We were playing tonight on the field, and just as it was starting to get dark, a huge bright light appears over the field and begins to move sideways. Then in a matter of 5 seconds or so, it disappeared, getting smaller almost every second. About 5 minutes later, it reappeared. This time it was amber in color. I know four people who saw this, and according to an upperclassman, you gotta believe the seniors, mm-hmm. The same thing happened last year, and they actually stopped rehearsal. So this lady's saying that maybe it's connected to strange lights that they saw on the other side.
How many, like, alien sightings or strokes?
Five. 5 out of 12.
It's not what this made me think of while we're rambling through this non-coherent story. The how much I would like to see. You remember the show To Catch a Predator?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, without Chris Hansen, it is Predator.
I love this.
Wouldn't that be great?
This is the thing.
I've talked to you about this idea before, but never into a microphone.
Predators.
Yeah. To Catch a Predator starring Predator.
How to meet a Predator.
Because a Predator could throw its voice, like, as a little girl. Like, the guy shows up, and it's just like, it's
come
like,
fuck me, I just got out of the show.
Yeah. And then it's just like three lights, like, go onto his forehead, and his brain comes outside.
Edit that out, put that in your pocket. You just made yourself $1 million.
At least!
Yeah. Well, that story didn't convince anybody. But this next one will. This next story came as a result of us talking about penis implants.
Oh, thank God. Now something I want to talk about.
Something really tangible. Paul got a penis implant. That's the title of the email. I was listening to Side Stories last week and my ears perked up. Same literal sentence as the other one.
Yeah.
When Henry mentioned a particular kind of penile implant, the one with the boner button in your balls. My pawpaw got a penis implant of this kind, I think in his late 60s, around the year 2000. He was a married man for many decades at that point. My nana. You're nana?
You did say it wrong. No, you didn't say
it. Yeah,
because
I've never heard nana.
Yeah, nana.
Nana sounds like fucking, no.
It's like you don't want bananas.
I don't want my grandmother.
Pudding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Yogurt. I didn't mean to step against pudding.
Fuck you. So here's nana.
What'd you call your grandma?
Mimar.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's worse. Yeah.
Yeah, I hated it.
We were Babu. I kind of like that.
Babu's cute.
Yeah, Babu's cute. It sounds like a cryptid.
Babu's like what I call Carlita's vagina.
Carmelita?
Yeah.
You call it a Babu?
I mean, no, I call it a choochie.
Oh, a choochie?
Her choochie on her chooch.
Oh, yeah. Does it flip up and down like Tootsie's?
Moving on. Also in her 60s, Nana was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tootsie's.
No. Her fucking pussy's still on her. Now, apparently there was Pawpaw had been a womanizer since the start of their marriage and had no intention of slowing down in his old age. He openly cheated on his Nana as Nana got older and sicker. When she was near the end, she told my mom that she hopes his pecker rots off. Nana died a few months later after what she called her big nasty birthday when she turned 69.
Sounds like there's lots of weird fucking in this family. Also, Nana is what he used to say when she would
Nah. I got some sides. Pawpaw lived to be 89. For the last 10 years of his life, he was in and out of hospitals for recurrent infections, including MRSA. I had no idea he had even had a penis implant. But after a few years of infections, my mom finally spilled the beans. The button in his balls that controlled his erections was continually eroding through the sides of his balls.
Ugh.
Nana had gotten her wish. I think he eventually had to have the implant removed so he'd stop trying yet again to escape his barely healed testicles.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Hell fucking yeah. Christ.
Now, that's a listener email.
That's what I like to hear. That's a real old-fashioned. That's the internet, baby. You got to live every day hoping for that big old pawpaw's got a penis implant email to come in. Because then you can laugh knowing that the audience is going to hear about pawpaw's big, crooked, faulty penis implant. And then we're all going to love the fact that we all want one, too.
I wonder if that's what that birder got. Remember our Falconer guy who for the soccer team in Italy who got the penis implant and then got in trouble for taking a picture of it?
Well,
and
now they have the app.
The
you can use an app.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't even need the button no more.
No, in Italy,
these old
too.
Fucks don't know how to use phones.
Honestly, though, in Italy, I think you do have to like
pump
inflate
it
with a tube.
Yeah.
You have to blow in
it. You have to suck your own penis to get it off.
There he is.
Old Italian.
Oh, I remember so happy standing in front of his arrest, sitting there with his erect penis like it's a horrific flag. Ah, yes. I'll always remember Bernardi. So fun.
He's bad, though. He's not a
nice guy. He's a Nazi. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
We don't like him.
No, I love how happy he was with his penis. How satisfied he was with his penis.
Yeah, here it is.
Right there, working just like it's like I'm a I'm a child again, a niño.
What a great day.
God bless Italy.
Italy. What a fun time.
He does have the button.
Oh, wow.
He does have the button.
Yeah, he's got the It says right here, I did it to perform like when I was young. My erection is natural, but with this device, I press a button that allows me to perfectly control both the erection and the time.
I can definitely see
someone. Cock's going to run out.
What do you do? Then you get wet every single time you hear the... here comes my dickin'. Here comes my dickin'. Oh, here he's going... Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. My balls have got my dick caught on a... fucking the dog leash.
No, I don't have a needle for my pump.
Oh, damn. It's gonna run out of air mid-fuck.
All right, let's end this show.
Please. Patreon.com/lastpodcastleft. Buy it to watch us perform. You can see us live every 6 p.m. PST on Last Stream on the Left on our Patreon, and then it goes to YouTube a couple days later. Speaking of the YouTube, go and subscribe to all of our various new programs and our YouTube channels. I know it sounds complicated, but we're trying to simplify it for you. Someplace underneath, LBN Romanticy, Who's the Bee? Because we can't do a bitch. We can't say bitch on YouTube because God knows. The Foreign Report, No Dogs in Space, and most importantly, LPN-TV.
That's right. You hear that? Other channels, you're not as important
not
as LPN-TV.
Not as the big
That's
one.
Right.
I need you guys to go subscribe to the big one. It is legitimately free.
I subscribe to all of them, and it's nice because they're actually like transferring everything over, and it premieres live. Like you're watching it like, towards the end of the year, they'll play like the whole season of a television show. It's kind of like what's happening on the YouTube channels right now. It's kind of fun.
Please.
I actually watched some of the Romanticy last night.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very funny. They will crack me up. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. It's interesting that you can watch your wife and your sister talk about fucking.
I just can't really. I fast forward past Jackie. I try not to engage with Jackie.
So few people like sponsor a show of their wife and sister talking about sex,
but they won't. They won't do it. They won't talk. Natalie refuses to believe. She refuses to reveal my secrets.
What are they? Side story shows. We got some new ones on the books available today. That's Friday, July 11th in Salt Lake City at the Wise Guys Comedy Club. Thursday, August 7th, Asheville, North Carolina at the Orange Peel. Sunday, September 21st, Kansas City, Missouri, the Truman. October 24th, Redway, California, Mateel Community Center. We're coming back, you fuckers. And Sunday, November 30th, Columbus, Ohio, at the Newport Music Hall, starring Travis Irvine.
Yes, and we will reveal, did Travis go to Little Edward Island? Was he a part of the Epstein reach inside of Columbus, and that is what aborted his run for governor?
He does go to the Bahamas often.
He does, so we'll have to ask him live on stage.
That's right. June 20th, the seance. Tune in. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to announce some tickets for people available on the Patreon. It's going to be a really weird event where I don't even know what the fuck's going to happen. I'm putting myself in Henry's hands. And if I get a hitchhiker ghost and it haunts me, I'm going to kill you.
Can't wait.
I dare you.
Bye. Hail Satan. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Hail the flat Creek Floyd.
Sure.
And Sly Stone.